Cress, brother and sister, D.H. April 6, 1908, typed. Dear brother and sister Cress, I have received your sad letter. I am sorry for you and have asked the Lord to relieve you in this trying time. All you can do is to put yourselves in the hands of one who knows the situation and can help your minds and the ones that are bereaved. Put your trust in your Savior, and do not have over sorrow, for it will do no good. I shall feel very anxious for you to keep me informed in regard to the future of this very sad affair. I can only say, you can take the case to the Lord Jesus and commit your afflicted souls to the Lord to be guided by Him. Ask those who have faith to unite their prayers with yours in your home. This is a trial for you of great magnitude. I appreciate your deep affliction, but all I can say is, take the matter to the Lord in prayer, and then believe that He can make the impressions on the minds of the relatives of the one who lost her life. The affliction you suffer will be to a woman of your keen, sensitive nature almost more than you can bear. But you have a sympathizing Savior, and He can make the impression upon the minds of the ones who are afflicted. The relatives of the one whose injuries were unto death must take in the situation and know your great sorrow. But look unto Jesus, He will comfort you. He will be your sympathizing Savior. All you can do is to believe and trust in the Lord while you are filled with sorrow and your soul is bowed down with anguish. I know, and all acquainted with you know, that this unfortunate circumstance fills your soul with deep sorrow that cannot be expressed. Yet any other in your place might have done the same. We can pray for you that you may be comforted by the grace of our Heavenly Father. Look unto Jesus and trust in His grace to bring you through this severe ordeal without bringing upon you overmuch sorrow, which cannot restore the dead. I will not distrust the Lord God of Israel, and all who know your true interest in all who are connected with you can but give you the deep sympathy that they should. Lay your burden upon the great burden-bearer, and believe, my dear afflicted sister, that the Lord Jesus will sustain you under this severe affliction. I know that the friends and relatives of the child must feel this, but may the Lord give them that true tenderness of heart that will help you to bear up under the grief that you must feel. I will send this line, but send again tomorrow.